It looks absolutely superb in its custom-built Land Rover, and the crowds are now taking it in, as well as those who are putting on the demonstrations for the public.
Sure, and as we can see around us, there's loads of excited families lining up to get a picture with the trophy.
Indeed, yes, and this has been something which has been a feature of the whole country. The tour is 100 days long. We're in the last 15 days now before it arrives at Twickenham for the first game against Fiji, with England playing Fiji. And one of the aspects of the tours around has been the crowds having their pictures taken. It's been very difficult sometimes to fit everybody in. It's been so popular.
Fantastic. And as you just touched on there, it means a lot to people in Kent and the UK to actually get a glimpse of this, just ahead of the World Cup getting underway in just over a couple of weeks' time.
Absolutely. It's giving that sense of momentum and the arrival of the World Cup, which we waited quite a long time for. I mean, my committee's been together for 2 years to plan Legacy. And it's great to see everybody now greeting it as it comes to the last leg, and the tournament itself is almost upon us.
So would you say in that sense it means that when the Rugby World Cup does get underway, people in Kent and across the rest of the UK actually feel part of it?
Absolutely, both the rugby community, and I think even more importantly with the Rugby World Cup, those who may be aware of it but aren't from the rugby community, who can get that sense of excitement as well.